So, imagine you are paying like 7 to 12 pounds every single time someone answers an inbound customer call for your business. Now imagine that exact same call costing you just maybe 5 to 40 pence. Welcome to today's deep dive, where we are looking into exactly that.
Yeah, I mean, that is literally a 90 to 95% cost reduction.
Right.
But for a UK business owner, the real question isn't just about the math, you know? It's whether you can actually trust an AI to pick up the phone and talk to your customers without it just turning into a total disaster.
Exactly. Because to trust it, you really have to know how it's actually holding that conversation. I mean, we all remember those terrible old automated phone menus.
Oh, yeah, like press one for this, press two for that.
Yeah, an absolute nightmare. But modern AI agents do this in three rapid-fire steps, right? They transcribe what you say, they figure out what you mean, which is the intent, and then they speak back.
Right, and figuring out that intent is really where the magic happens. It's not just matching keywords anymore. The system, it actually predicts what you are trying to achieve based on the whole context of the conversation.
Wow.
And to make it feel instant, like achieving a 100 to 200 millisecond response time, the system relies on something called audio chunking.
Okay, let's unpack this. So chunking the audio, it's basically like a live translator at the UN, right?
Yes, exactly like that.
Because the translator doesn't wait for you to finish your entire paragraph. They start interpreting your sentence before you've even hit the period, because they can anticipate where your thought is going.
Yeah, they process the data in a continuous stream, so they are emitting output for the next stage before the previous one even finishes. That's exactly what kills the lag and makes it feel like a natural human conversation.
Okay, but wait, that sounds great in a quiet room. But put a customer on a noisy construction site in Glasgow with a really thick accent. I mean, a human struggles with that. The UN translator analogy kind of falls apart if the AI just freezes because it can't understand the input.
Well, the thing is, the AI doesn't freeze. It's constantly generating this confidence score in the background. It's literally calculating how mathematically certain it is about its own transcription.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and modern models are trained on incredibly diverse audio data, including regional UK accents, so they handle them surprisingly well. But if that confidence score drops below a specific threshold, say, because of heavy background machinery or overlapping voices, a routing rule triggers.
He just kicks it over to a person.
Exactly. The
Yeah.
AI instantly hands the call over to a human agent.
So what does this all mean for you as a business owner? If the system is smart enough to know when it's confused, we really have to figure out what tasks it should actually be trusted with when it is confident.
Routine administration is where it completely shines. I mean, because it's software, there are literally zero hold queues. It can handle 100 calls at once, 24/7, in multiple languages.
That is wild.
Right. And it can even dip right into your CRM, you know, your customer database, and just book appointments directly onto your calendar in real time.
So it essentially acts as a hyper-efficient triage nurse. Like, it takes your details instantly, checks the schedule, organizes the files in the database, but it absolutely cannot prescribe the medicine.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to look at it. The boundaries are incredibly strict. You do not want an AI handling emotionally volatile customer complaints or offering legal advice or, you know, making medical
Right.
diagnoses.
No, that sounds like a massive liability.
Huge liability. Those complex, high-stakes interactions require human empathy and nuanced judgment. So that fast escalation path to a human we just mentioned, that's not just for bad audio. It's a hard rule for sensitive topics.
And those hard rules aren't just good business sense. They actually cross over into UK law. If you're setting up this digital triage nurse, there's definitely red tape to navigate.
Oh, for sure. UK GDPR is very clear here. You have to inform the caller right at the start of the interaction that they are speaking to an AI. There's no pretending it's a real person.
Right, you have to be totally upfront.
Exactly. And on top of that, Ofcom has strict rules against persistent misuse of communications networks, which basically means absolutely no silent or abandoned calls if the system glitches out.
Okay, which brings us to the actual cost of getting it right. Off the shelf, basic models like Rosie AI run about $29 a month.
Very affordable.
Right. But if you want a custom system,
Nothing.
fully integrated into your UK business database and legally compliant with all these rules, setup costs range from 4,000 to 12,000 pounds.
Which I know sounds like a jump, but remember, we're looking at dropping the per call cost to literally pennies. The goal is not to eliminate your human staff.
No, of course not.
It's to offload the repetitive scheduling and basic Q&A, so your team can actually focus on the complex problem-solving and relationship-building that really grows a business.
And here's where it gets really interesting. You don't even have to guess if that 4,000-pound investment sounds natural. Providers in the UK, like VoiceFox or Neural Voice, have live demos you can call right now.
Yeah, I highly recommend trying it.
You can test that sub-500-millisecond response time and honestly try to trip up the confidence routing yourself.
Experiencing that lack of latency firsthand is usually what convinces skeptics that this technology is, you know, finally ready for the front lines.
Absolutely. So as these 24/7 hyper-efficient AI receptionists become the standard, it leaves you wondering, how long will it be before consumers completely lose patience with businesses that still make them wait on hold or force them to call back during traditional business hours?